Oh, I cried.
It was a nice feeling.
Yeah, I did. I really cried when I left.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as I say, we all kept together. I still write to the girls. They're way back in the prairies, different place, Calgary, all over the place. But it was funny to see them, you know, go and say, oh, who are you? Who are you? And they said, oh, you're fatter, you're fatter.
Oh, well, I got up to be a journeyman in Bowens. Tell us about how you became a journeyman. You had to buy your own tools.
Mm-hmm.
You had a toolbox and you had to buy your own tools. And as you got on with your work, they told you what you wanted. And because of the time you finished fixing your toolbox, it cost you $50. And then you went on the higher wage. You went on to 80 cents an hour, which we thought was wonderful.
What did you start at in Bowen?
That was in, and we started at 35. Our starting wage was 35, and the time I finished, I just got to be a journeyman when the war ended.
Right.
But we had lots of fun, and Bowens, by the way, was a wonderful place to work for.
Let's just go back a bit. You said you became a journeyman. How did you become a journeyman? Did they train you, or did you?
Oh yes, they trained you. Yes, you had to. You had somebody over you training you all the time. But it was a real good place to work. If you were sick, you reported to the doctor, and if the doctor thought you weren't fit to go to work, he sent you home. He didn't send you home, you were driven home. Now I got took with pneumonia, and I was off for over a month, and I got my wages.
When was that? Was that in about 1943-44? Do you remember what year that would have been?
It was about 40, you see my grandson's 43. They were about 40 in the 43s, but they were very, very good to you. And if you reported to work, your foreman come along and he say, have you got a discharge from the doctor? No, I haven't seen the doctor. You don't start work to see the doctor. Don't see the doctor.
Well,
and if he thought you weren't just well enough, he'd send you off home again for 2-3 days. They were very good to work for.
Right.
No. Very, very good.
Was there a union there?
We had a union.
Do you remember the union coming into Bowen? Do you remember how the union got established at Bowen?
Well, I couldn't exactly tell you. No, I don't.
What did the union do? Did it do anything? Did you have contact
with
it?
Yes, it helped us.
How?
It helped us a lot. Yes, it helped us an awful lot.
How?
Oh, well, if you weren't satisfied with things, you just went to your shop steward and spoke to him, and he put things right for you.
Could you remember any examples of that? Examples? Do you remember any examples?
No, I don't really.
Were the stewards all men or women, the shop stewards?
Some men, some women, yes. They weren't all men. No, they put them around. Oh, because they asked me to be, and I said no.
Why?
I didn't want to mess myself up in anything. I had enough to do at home. I had really enough. I had a house to keep clean, and my husband, he was in the army at the time. He went in the first war, and then he joined up for the second war.
Did you have children?
I have one daughter.
How old was she?
She joined up in the Air Force.
So you were not looking after her and working both?
Yeah. She'll be 73 in September.
Great. Okay. And did you work with women and men, or?
I worked with women and men. Yes, we were.
Did the men and women do different jobs?
Yes.
Can you describe that?
Yes. The men and women done the same job.
They did the same job?
Yes.
Okay. And
and they got the same wage.
How did that happen? Was that the union saying there had to be equal?
It was a union, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a bit about how you came to get a job in the shipyard?
Well, I imagine it was war season. It was with a lot of us. We just went in and put out the thing for women to work. And I started. I had a couple of jobs before I settled down to work. I ended up
in the shipyards. You had different jobs, right? What were those?
It's funny, but I can't even remember. And I was in the safety and fire department. We went around the whole shipyard and tested all the fire equipment and the safety.
Right. How did you learn to do that?
We were just taking around with another girl, and she told me. And it was quite.
So they would train you. Someone else would train you.
Yes.
Okay. And
it was quite simple.
Okay. And who supervised you?
Well, there was just the two of us on that department.
Mm.
On that shift, anyway. The women didn't work night shifts, as I remember.
That's day interesting.
We just worked day shifts.
That's new to me. I hadn't known that. Right.
And then I went. Oh, it was just the one job, and then I went from there to the pipe shop. That's where I worked.
Okay, what was your job in the pipe shop?
I was testing copper pipes.
Right. What would you do? How would you test it?
Well, what we did, of course, there was a man with you.
Mm-hmm.
You worked with the man. You were his helper.
Yeah.
Northman. God, that's a long time. There was various-sized pipes, actually, big pipes like this. There was little pipes like that, and they held the most pressure. We put pressure on them. Each pipe had to have a certain amount of pressure, that's what we and then you put them on a table, and can't think of the name of the thing. You put the plate on, and then you have to tighten up the plate, so it wouldn't let any leakage go. That's why this hand is so much stronger than that one. This is the way you did it. And you ran errands for the odds that you want to instance. I was sent for some rags, because so there was this place where you had to go to, and a whole lot of men, and I said, I need some dusters. Oh, are you going to dust the drawing room? I see a batch of rags. I never lived that down.
The lady who wants the dusters.
That was it for that year. I'm trying to think what I was doing on the ships. Yeah, I had another job. I knew it was another job. I was a sounder. And you know, anybody had told me that's what I did. You have no idea what I sounded, did you? You sound, you take sounds, the soundings, you have a thing with two particles with you. And you have to take them, I'm trying to get the words. You went around all the tanks. There was deep tanks and this other kind of tank. And you put your thing down. Sound, you know, sounding is when you sound on a ship, you know, to know where you are. If you read at all, you maybe know what I'm talking about. And then you went down. You either went down. No, you had to be bored. In the ship, there's a hold. You know what the hold is on the ship?
Maybe you could describe it, though, because people listening won't.
Oh. The hold is where all the cargo goes. And there's a ladder goes from the top of the ship right away down to the bottom. And I have to go down. It was nice to hang on to the other side. You just went down and you just came up. That was one. And then you went around the ship, the various parts, and put down your thing. Funny, I'm sorry, I don't remember what you called it.
Was that a plumb line?
A pardon?
A plumb line that you put down?
It might have been.
Yeah. Okay.
And you had to mark it down. And then you had to go down to right to the outside of the bilges and right down the bottom now. And you had to go in, you open the door, and it was about just enough to keep your body, you know, just go way down in the dark. And that was all right, I was flying down. And you had to go right down to the bottom, and you hit bottom, you know, trying to get off. And you did the same thing again.
What did you do down there? Did you walk around it, or...?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to walk around and see where to go.
What were you checking for?
The water in the bilges.
So you were checking for leaks?
No, not for leaks, to see how much water there was. Yes, because there's always a certain amount of water goes into the bilges. Never spoke about bilges for years. And sometimes there was a lot, and then you looked after it, you see.
So you would go down there without knowing what you were going to find,
mm-hmm.
to test the depth of water.
Yeah.
How deep could it be? Could it be?
Oh, well, you weren't in the water because, you see, you were on a deck and you put the finder down, and naturally it must have been someplace down there. Sometimes it went down quite a bit, sometimes it didn't.
Would it be taller, the water would be deeper than you, possibly?
Oh, it wouldn't be. No, no. It couldn't be. But there is a certain amount you're allowed, you know, you can allow for that water.
Mm.
That's about the size of it. You tested the deep tanks, which were on the deck. The deck. And then I went down. What did I do down in the hole? Oh, there was other parts. You see this? The hole would be at like a big square like here. And then the ship would still come out and there would be like that much around the hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was down the narrow thing and the dirt building.
And it was very dark down there? Was it dark?
Well, it was lights, but where the dark was in going down, there was no lights going down, and just this one ladder.
What, can you tell us about the first time you went down? Do you remember that?
Sure, definitely. Not the first time, because there was a man with me, you know, who told me what to do. I imagine he was with me several times. And then I was old. But the first time, when you go by yourself, it's like any other job. Even a nurse, when she's put on first class, she's jittery. I was jittery. It was okay.
Did they put a light on your hat or
nope.
anywhere?
Nope. That was in Burrard Dry Dock.
Were there
and then I went to the pipe shop.
Were there many other women who worked in that kind of job doing
nope.
testing?
No, I was the only one.
Did you ever get dirty money for doing that? Do you know what dirty money? Do you remember
no,
that?
I didn't get too dirty.
Right.
No.
Because I remember talking
yes,
to people.
I know, but
yeah.
The rooters might have you know, the riveters. Of course, we did get riveted. And I stayed there till I got the call to arms, as it were. My husband said, we're going up to the Green Jalap, so I went. He was in Longing.
Was that during the war that you left?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I'm sure it was 1942 that we went up to the Queen Charlotte's. I'll never forget that one because we took the outer passage and everything was dark. We expected to be shelled, you know, submarines and whatnot. Everything was dark.
Were you on his fishing boat or on a ferry?
No, it was one of the prince boats.
Wow.
Shimosin. I forget the name.
So about when did you go into the shipyards? Do you remember about what year?
Again, I was there just about a year. So that would be 41. Into 41 and 42.
And were there many women then?
Yeah, there was a lot of women. There was five shops, Stuart, so there must have been five departments, but I can't recollect them. I know there was a... Thomas and Steve for this, that was me. The electric shop, my sister was in there. Riverton, there was a riveter. And the carpenter. I can't think who that fifth was.
The bolt shop, maybe?
No.
Okay.
And then I worked in the shipyard during the first war.
Oh, really? Okay, well, let's go back and talk about that. Maybe we can talk about some of the different...
We'll have to watch it. It's a new lunchtime.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it was... Well, I was only 15, but I was supposed to be 18. I had to be 18. So you just lied your way in.
Who hired you?
Harlan the Wolf. Which, I'm not sure whether it was Harlan the Wolf at the beginning of the war. I came back to I can't think of it. It was Harlan the Wolf anyone when I left from Ireland.
Okay. And that was that in the old country?
Yeah, in Glasgow. Governed for all the ships.